Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me.
Say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Listen. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Listen.
He the realest. Praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. It is Elder Prevost, the Black Prince of Priestess on the MIC once again. And this is More Than an Hour of Power featuring our very own Sister Valencia Scott. We'll be coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic message from God later on in our broadcast. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace and get this party started. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. We just ask that your Holy Spirit be present with us on tonight and that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. Open up our minds, open up our hearts so that we can receive the revelation that you have for us on tonight, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for every move that you are making on our behalf. We thank you in advance for every door that you are opening up for us, Lord. We thank you in advance for everything that you are doing that we have not yet seen. And, Lord, we praise you and we magnify you on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy on this evening that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what your word has for us on today. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you, and we magnify your name. You are high and holy. You are truly worthy to be praised, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight, and amen. Once again, we want to welcome everybody tonight to More Than an Hour of Power with yours truly, the Black Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost, and we have Sister Valencia Scott on the line on tonight, and she is going to come forth later on tonight and deliver us a dynamic word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before, hallelujah, we get to the bread and butter on this evening. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the throne with our testimonies and our prayer requests. Hallelujah. So let me formally open up testimony service on tonight by going to Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. For those of you that are not new to us, y'all know this is our comeback scripture every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lord on tonight. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to focus tonight, amen, on who the writer, hallelujah, amen, of this passage on tonight was King David. Praise God. Hallelujah. King David, amen. Hallelujah. The greatest king that ever ruled over Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. And these are his instructions. Hallelujah. Amen. When entering into the presence of God. See, in his time, in order to enter into the presence of God, you had to go to the temple. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. And the temple, amen, had the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. He turned the temple into a tent. Hallelujah. Amen. And inside the tent, amen, what was what they call the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God was with the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. So he's saying, amen, when we got ready to go and be in the presence of God, when we got ready to go be where the Ark of the Covenant is, this is the attitude we were supposed to have when we enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to make a joyful noise unto him. We're supposed to be glad, hallelujah, to serve him. We're supposed to acknowledge who he is. We're supposed to enter into his gates praising him. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be thankful unto him, and simply because of who he is. Hallelujah. Simply because that his good, just because his mercy is everlasting, just because his truth endures to all generations, we should have what we call an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah, praise God. But those of you that know, some things have changed, hallelujah, between then and now. Hallelujah. Now we don't have to go, amen, where the Ark of the Covenant is. We don't have to go to the church house. We don't have to go, hallelujah, to the synagogue. We don't have to go to the temple to be in the presence of God. Hallelujah, because he said, amen, on the cross, praise God, when he died, hallelujah, the Bible says that the veil in the temple, hallelujah, ripped from the top, hallelujah, to the bottom. The presence of God was in behind, hallelujah, the veil. But the veil has now been ripped. Hallelujah, meaning there is nothing, amen, standing between us and God's presence. We no longer have to go to the temple with us, hallelujah, via the Holy Ghost. Praise God, hallelujah. You say you got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, praise God. You say you saved, you sanctified, and you filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, if you have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, I'm here to inform you tonight that you are always in the presence of God. The presence of God now dwells with you and in you. Hallelujah. Therefore, amen, this is an attitude that you should always have. You should wake up singing. Hallelujah. Praise God. You should wake up magnifying his name. Hallelujah. You should go throughout your day, hallelujah, praising him and acknowledging him. Hallelujah. Praise God. You should be testifying about how good he is. Hallelujah. You should be testifying about his mercy. Hallelujah. You should tell somebody about his grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you are forever in his presence. See, back then they had a choice. Hallelujah. I'm gonna be depressed, but I'm gonna get myself together. Hallelujah. When I get ready to go, hallelujah, to church on Sunday morning. Praise God. But God say, amen. You don't have that choice to wait until you enter my presence to get happy. Hallelujah. Because you are always in my presence. And once you realize, hallelujah, that you are always in my presence, don't nobody gotta hype you up on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. To wanna praise me. Hallelujah. Don't nobody, amen, got to wipe the tears, hallelujah, from your eyes. Praise God. When you really get into my presence, you ain't really got to call nobody, hallelujah, to pray for you, because you realize, hallelujah, you can pray for yourself because I am with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you have an attitude of gratitude. You appreciate, hallelujah, everything God has done for you. You appreciate, hallelujah, everything God has brought you through. Hallelujah, praise God. So you can't be nothing but thankful. Hallelujah, you can't be nothing but happy. Hallelujah, you can't do nothing but sing praise songs of praise unto his name. Hallelujah, because you know what he brought you from. You know what he brought you through. Hallelujah, praise God. And you can only hope to see what he's going to take you to. Hallelujah, praise God on tonight. Amen. So as you come before the throne of grace on tonight, hallelujah, with your testimonies and prayer requests, remember, our attitude, hallelujah, of gratitude, hallelujah, will get you everywhere. Praise God on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, amen, as we get ready to open up the line on tonight, hallelujah, for everything that God has done for us in our lives on today. The phone lines are open. Is there one, hallelujah, on tonight with a testimony or a prayer request? The phone lines are open. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for everything that he has done for us on today. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. And then we're going to hear a selection. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Amen. And immediately following the selection, we will be hearing, hallelujah, amen, the voice of our speaker on tonight, hallelujah, which is none other than our very own, praise God, sister, hallelujah, Valencia Scott, after the selection from Myron Butler, a song called Speak, praise God, hallelujah. Immediately following the selection, we will be hearing, hallelujah, the word of God through Sister Valencia Scott. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we want to say thank you once again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for being in our midst, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person at the sound of my voice on tonight. Hallelujah. We come before you on bended knee, as humble as we know how. Only you know each and every one of our special requests on tonight. Only you know, hallelujah, each and every one of our needs in our life. Hallelujah. And Lord, only you are the only one able to fulfill those needs, to fulfill those wants. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight that you can hear us. Hallelujah. As we come before you. Hallelujah. Asking you, Lord. Hallelujah. To fulfill those needs in our life. Hallelujah, Lord. We give it all to you on tonight. And we believe, hallelujah, as you stand in your word, whatever we sow, desire when we pray. If we believe that we have received it, we shall have it. We believe that we have received those needs on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for the things that we have not seen yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the woman of God on tonight. If she comes forth to bring forth your word, hallelujah, Lord, touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Anoint her lips of clay on tonight to speak nothing for but your word. Hallelujah. Allow her to decrease simply so your word can increase on tonight. Give her strength tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. To stand on your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for the word, hallelujah, that she is about to bring. Hallelujah. And we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift your name up high and holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. On tonight, immediately following the speech, you will be hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I believe. It belongs to me. Simple word, believe it. Sing. I shall have. What I decree. Yes, I believe. Whatever God has decreed to you, speak into
the atmosphere.
Lay your hands on yourself this time.
I shall have
what I decree. Yes, I with your mouth high.
I shall have
what I decree. Yes,
I believe
it belongs to me. So I'm going to open up your mouth and speak it to
the atmosphere.
But you gotta believe it in your heart and in your spirit. Speak into the atmosphere.
Speak into the atmosphere.
Just walk around your house and begin to speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it to. Whatever it is, just speak.
Speak.
Open up your mouth and
speak.
Open up your mouth and
speak.
I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me. So I'm going to
lead you to the
all over the house. Right where you are, speaking to
amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Blessings to Elder, bless the lady, all the saints that's on the line tonight. Allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, as I bring forth the word of God to the people of God, I pray that you have me behind this cross, Father God. I pray that I will speak the word the way that you've given it to me, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you that people will be encouraged, healed, delivered, and set free on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I also pray, Father God, for the ones that's on the line, that they do the name of Jesus just because they stayed up just to hear the word of God for you, God. In your precious son Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives in 2021, all the promises, God. Thank you, Father God, for covering us from this COVID, God, in the name of Jesus. Some people didn't make it, God, but some that's still here in the name of Jesus. It means that we got a great work to do for your glory. Hallelujah. And Lord, I just thank you. Amen. Amen. And a few people know the word that I'm bringing. Well, I had posted on Facebook and my Instagram, but Elder, first thing, I always know what I'm about to bring forth the word to. And I'm bringing forth the word about the movie Coming to America. God has given me way to interpret movies, so I thank God for the gift, the way to interpret movies for his glory. So I'm going to be doing Coming to America. He gave me Coming to America about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, the reason they gave me Coming to America, a lot of people are excited about Valentine's Day. And God just been giving me, you should treat every day like it's Valentine's Day. The love, you know, the flowers. Give your wife flowers every day or the candy every day. Just show the love every day. So I'm going to be love. And I'm going to be asking later people for some scriptures very soon. But let me start with the movie, the Coming to America. Let me start out with the cast. Because I knew everybody. I'm not talking about the new one. I'm talking about the very first Coming to America. Because there's a new one Coming to America, too. But I'm talking about one. And the characters that's in this movie is, first is a king, which is the prince. Semi, that's his servant. King Joffrey, that's his dad. And that's the king. Then it's Lisa, the woman that the king wanted. Then it's Cleo McDonald, which is Lisa's father. Then it's the queen, Elion. Then it's also, her name is Amani, the woman that his family chose. Then it's Lisa's boyfriend, his name is Daryl. And then it's Patrice, which is Lisa's sister. And the movie's about Prince a King, which is, you know, Eddie Murphy. It's the prince. Okay, hold on. Prince a King is a prince, a wealth, and wants nothing but to get a wife who truly loves him. So to escape getting out of arranged marriage, a king flies to America with his servant Semi to find his queen, disguised as a foreign student working in a fast food, romance Lisa McDonald, but struggles with revealing his true identity to his marital interview to his king father, James Earl Jones. But everybody know about the movie Coming to America. Everybody know, okay, Eddie Murphy, the prince, okay? His father had set it up. Well, that's where they got to do it for the prince and the kings and stuff like that. Set it up for him to marry this young lady. But a king did not want to get married like that. A king actually wanted to be married for love. That is the way that king wanted it. And actually, by him, that's what he wanted. That's actually what he did. So all this, the first woman that he's supposed to marry, which was the money. He took her in the bag and he was asking her, he said, I want to know something about you. And she was just going to basically be his servant. He didn't want no servant. He wanted an equal. He wanted to know things about this woman so they can grow and love each other. That's the type of thing that a king wanted. But that's not the way that it's set up back in those days. What happens is they pick your wife and you get married. It's the way that they set it up like that. So a team, he got his friend, Semite. They had went to America so he go find his bride. And let me go back to this scripture right here. Before I say the people do these other scriptures, which is Proverbs 18 and 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. See, not only do you find a wife, you get favor from the Lord. Lady Prevo, can you give me those scriptures so I can move forward, please? And after she reads these, going to be reading 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Then she's going to read John 13, 34 through 35. Then she's going to read 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3. Then I'm going to start talking about love and breaking down this movie. Amen. Lady Prevo, please.
Amen. Okay, the first one's on 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. It says, charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envied not. Charity vote not itself, is not puffed up. Do it not behave itself unseemly. Seek not her own, is not easily provoked. Think it no evil. Rejoice it not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen. And then the next one is coming from John 13, 34-35, and it reads, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Amen. And the last one is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Give me just a second. I didn't get that one. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Amen.
Amen. So it's coming from 1 through 13, and it reads, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a thinking cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envied not. Charity vaunted not itself. It is not puffed up. Do it not behave itself unseemly. Seek not her own. Is not easily provoked. Seek it no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bear it all things, believe all things, hope all things, and do it all things. Charity never fails, but wherever there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. But then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Amen.
And Lady Prevo just read the scriptures about love, and I'm finna finish it off. God's love. God's love is the only love that never falters and never fails. Take comfort in your faith and know that God truly loves you now and forever. He loves, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not love God. Romans 8 and 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose, 1 John 4, 7 through 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not know God, because God is love. Let me get back to the movie. Okay, a king, he wants to go find his bride. Basically, he just wanted to go find his bride because a king wanted something. He wanted love. That ain't what we deal with today. We deal with a whole bunch of love today. It ain't love because he wants to go find an equal. He wants to go find a partner. And he ran into, he saw a lot of different women. He went to clubs and all types of things. He went to church and everything. And one time he saw Lisa. The woman that he walked, he saw Lisa. And Lisa had a boyfriend. Her boyfriend name was Dara. And guess what? Dara had money. Dara was rich. But Dara was conceited. He was arrogant. I don't really care for his spirit at all, because he's real cocky and arrogant. And he had a lot of money. A king saw Lisa. That's what they said about a man to find a wife, find a good thing. He started pursuing Lisa automatically because that's what he wanted. That's what he came to America for. And what bothered me about Daryl, y'all know the movie, when they asked for some money, and Daryl went put a dollar in it. Daryl, this boy got money. This was sound cut for his spirit. But anyway, Lisa just dating Daryl and stuff like that. So this man made up his mind. He said, I'm going to go get Lisa. Okay, he a prince. He got money. He ain't going to tell this woman, I got money. I got this. He ain't say nothing. It's made up my mind. I want this woman. So he did. He did what a man's supposed to do when he want a woman. And guess what? This boy went to work. And I have worked at McDonald's before. And I'm telling you, that is one hard working job. But what I like about a team, that was a humble prince. Because he went to McDonald's humble as he was, knowing that he's a prince. That he don't even have to do this because he got money. And not only do he have money, he got women that will marry him anyway. Oh, but he wanted Lisa, a man to find a wife, find a good thing. So he started pursuing this woman. Oh, very, very humble, with small conversation. It wasn't no lust thing going on with a king. He wanted this woman to be his wife. And what I like about a king, he didn't be missing about it. Because the times that him and Lisa talked, this man never talked down about Daryl. Why? Because the king was confident in who he was. He like, my eye is on the prize. I'm going to get this woman. And like I said, I don't like Daryl. I don't like your spirit. I'm telling y'all, in this day and time, you got to have a very powerful prayer life. You can't listen to everybody. You got to stay on your knees and seek God and allow God to speak. It's a very powerful woman. It taught me a lot of stuff about ministry, and I just thank God for that. Okay, let me back up. Y'all know Daryl said that he wanted Lisa to be his wife. Y'all know that. But y'all do know that Daryl never got on his knees and proposed to Lisa. He didn't give Lisa a ring. He went and told Lisa dad, me and Lisa get married. So he went and announced it, and she was just looking like, okay, what happened? He didn't propose. He didn't give her no ring. He told everybody she gonna be my wife. He didn't ask her. Why? Because he didn't respect her. He respects her because if he respected her, he wouldn't disrespect her. But what I like about Lisa, she went and told him, the next time you and my father get together and sign the plan my life, I wish you let me in on it. She would let him know that you're not going to control me. She didn't care that this boy had money, because this boy had money. And by him knowing that he had money, he thought that he could dupe Lisa like that. But Lisa let him know, off top, baby, you can't do me like that. You got to know women. You got to know who you are in God. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be some, it could have been some chicken heads with her. I'm sure about chicken heads. Chicken head of tail. Well, girl, he got money. You should have married him, even though he didn't get on his knees. He didn't give you no ring. Oh, girl, but he got money. He disrespected us from everybody, but you got a chicken head friend that don't know none about her work that would tell you to marry that guy. If she married Daryl, oh, she could have never became a princess. I said that thing. If she married Daryl, she could have never been a queen. You better know your worth. You better know your worth. Ladies, you better know your worth. I'm going to give y'all a little example, then I'm going to continue with the story. My cousin married now. God said, it's time for you to be married. I said, don't post your engagement ring on Facebook. Why? Because it's witches and it's warlocks. If people don't be happy for you. Like I just said about Lisa, they were told Lisa to marry this man even though he disrespected. I said, do not put that on Facebook. I said, your husband is coming. And how I do it with her husband? Well, he let me pray for her. Because any other guy she dated, they ain't want no type of prayer. And they call me Lissy. That's my nickname, Lissy. He said, Lissy, you didn't pray for me? I said, you want me to pray for you? I said, oh, I said, this the one. This the one that we praying for. Because she went through a lot of chicken head
but her husband was finally here. And when your husband comes, it's a time and a season. Well, you just got to be quiet. It's a time and a season that you just can't say nothing. Because if she's dating the guys and I'm picking up in the spirit, if they doing witchcraft all on my cousin and on her boyfriend, she still got married. She got married. As soon as she got married, this is what she posted on Facebook. She got married. I told her to do that. I said, don't, when you get married, don't post it then. I said, post it after. You got to hear God's voice. You got to be so close to God. You got to really seek God, because a Delilah always gonna come.
Mm-hmm.
A Samuel gonna always come. Let me move back to a king. Like I said, what I like about a king, he didn't turn this man cap. When Lisa got to talk, a king was humble. He listened. He kept his eyes on the prize. He didn't get distracted. And what I love, he wasn't trying to get in her pants. Oh, that's what I love. He was humble. She wasn't one of those type of women walking around naked. Not like the stuff that we got going on now. Because what's going on? I'm talking about love, y'all. Ain't a lot of love going on. It's a whole bunch of love. It was a woman that God told me that a guy called and said, I want a wife, but I want her to be bisexual. I said, you should have hung up the phone in his face with that old sick spirit. What you mean you want her to be bisexual? Because he wasn't looking for love. It's all about lust. Everybody won't have, okay, the women, how we be. I'm 42. I'm past that stage. I used to want the tall guy with the big old muscles and light skinned and stuff like that. Well, baby, that don't appeal to Valencia. What appeal to Valencia? Do you got the Holy Ghost? That appeal to Valencia. Do you have the spirit of discernment? Your main thing, how close are you to God? Because if you got a great relationship with God, oh, baby, you're going to treat you like a queen. But if you ain't got no type of relationship with God, you can't look Valencia away. My pastor taught us late. He said, don't let a man tell you more than one time that he don't want you. Let me say it again. My pastor, which been married years, we don't call First Lady. We call her Only Lady, because this is the only woman. Don't let a man tell you more than one time that he don't want you. My mother, 64 years old, she said, a man will do what you make him do. Oh, he left me and married another woman because she made him be a man. So I'm talking about knowing your worth. A king knew his worth, and Lisa knew his worth. I told you, a king did not. What we got to stop doing, don't start talking. Okay, somebody don't do it the way that you do it. Don't mean you got to turn down. A king kept his eyes on the prize. This boy was so doggone humble that he went to a job at McDonald's. Even though he's seeing this woman that he falls in love with day after day, I want this woman. He waited. He waited. He went through. Y'all saw that motel that he stayed in? Simi couldn't handle it. Simi had to go get the tub, the bathtub, all this stuff. A key like, you about to ruin everything. I'm supposed to be a poor man. Only thing he just wanted was real love. He said, a lot of people want love. Everybody's going about it in the wrong way. You want her to look like Beyonce, but she can't even boil water. You want her to look like Beyonce, but she can't even read. She look good. She look good on the outside, but can't do nothing else. You ought to want a woman of God. And ladies, you ought to want a man of God. Don't care about how he look. Oh, he look good. Yeah, he's called counterfeit. What would God have for you? We think we know so better than God. Oh, God, I want God. Like, I didn't ask you. God, my God, he's so good. God know what we need. God don't give you what you want anyway. God give us what we need. God give us what we need, because this world, everything that's going on this world tonight is full of lust. Because how a king went after this woman is how a man is supposed to go after a woman. And I seen this movie, and I made sure I looked at it. I didn't pick up lust not one time when I looked at this movie, how Eddie Murphy was looking at that. We want no lust thing. He was trying to get to know her. He was falling in love with her. He treated her like a queen. He wasn't trying to get her into the motel. He was trying to get to know. He was trying to give her a ring. He was trying to get her a ring. And she walked with class. She walked with integrity. She knew who she was. She like, I ain't got to set up for that. Just because the guy said he wants to marry her with no ring, he got money by a ring. He get on one knee to do nothing. Didn't propose at all. She meant she walked off. And I'm telling you, it's going to always be somebody saying, girl, you stupid. Let them block their number. Just block them. You know, you ain't stupid. You supposed to want the best. Look, the way I am in God told me, he said, you better not ever sell. This is what God told me. He said, you better not help. And I can't. I done been through too much. It's not even about me. It's too many women that got to be here for my testimony. So I can't. You got to know, yo. You got to know. Look, what I learned about Valencia is, it's no other Valencia. Valencia is very unique. It's a woman of God that's going to make this shirt. It's called peculiar. So that's what I say I am. I am peculiar. I am very strange. Everybody ain't like me. And I love it. God made me bold. God used my loud mouth behind because he knows that I would do it. Because I'm just the type of saint. I don't care about what nobody thinks. I care about souls. I care about people not being hurt. I care about people for real. It is so many people that's hurting, but people won't tell the truth about it's not love, y'all. It's lust. And lust don't last. Love lasts. God is always there. God never leaves us without miss. Or we leave, like with marriages. With marriages. Okay, you married. Okay, you got, I'm telling y'all, you got to get out this lust thing. Okay, where does the separation come? I'm just using an example. Okay, the husband leave. He go with his little Jezebel. What you going to do, babe? You got to pray. And what you got to do? And you got to pray. And you got to pray. And you got to pray. That's what you got to do. Ain't about talking. This walk ain't about talking. And God said, turn the TV off. Turn it off. God said, shut that cell phone. Shut it off. Get off Facebook. Shut it off. Get off Instagram. Shut it off. Don't nobody want to turn nothing off. They won't. We use God like your genie. I want this, Lord. I want this. We won't do nothing for him. Turn my gear on this line. It's the same thing. They got to beg somebody to do it. I'm not doing it this time. I'm always giving a testimony. I know the goodness of the Lord. But why do people got to beg us? We say that we love God. And ain't nobody that tired because I wasn't feeling very well if I got on the line. But I know that God got. So what I'm on the line for? If I ain't going to give God no praise or tell nobody the goodness of the Lord, this ain't about us. This ain't about elder or first lady or me. This ain't about God. We all hear some people hear about the Lord, but won't nobody say nothing. Everybody hiding on the phone. Half the folks, I said that. They ain't paying attention anyway. They text. I said that. Oh, Lord, thank you for the discernment. I said that. Some people's going to be exposed, y'all. Jesus. God, don't take me there. Don't take me there, God. It's bold. It's bold. It's bold. And this season, while we still got COVID, and we're going to continue to have COVID for a while, the people still plan to make a mockery out of God. And you ain't doing it for real the right way. Leave it alone. Okay, so I'm thinking, it's women and men. Okay, y'all send y'all stuff through inboxes, through Facebook and Instagram. Oh, you think it's a race. God going to allow the leak to expose because he's sick of the people that say they're the saints. And you ain't no saint, you are ain't. Stop. It's so many. Y'all know why these celebrities dying. They sold to the devil. Like half of them did for fame. Half of them sold, they sold to the devil. It's more celebrities dying. And God's not allowing these churches to be back open. Some people keep playing with them. Exposed. I pick up for heavy. Exposed. God is a church. He loves us. He don't force himself on us. If you don't want this, leave it alone. You don't want this life. Just leave it on back up. Just leave it alone. You can't keep on using excuses. God's still working on me. God's going to work on us to the day he died. You can't use that excuse because Jesus was human. Okay, they beat him. He went through all of that, but he made it. So you can't use it as an excuse. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. God looking for the real. Are we going to do this? Are we going to talk about love, talk about this stuff, all this stuff that's going on that's not right? Still too much anger. Everybody still, man, all this money that people, all this money is about to be released. Why is people still upset? Okay, the food, all this stuff, even with the COVID, everything that's happening, God is still making sure that everybody's okay. Why is people still, and why is no love for real? I'm talking about love for real. Ain't just because you say you love. I'm talking about when you say you love me, actually mean that you love me. Let's me continue. Lisa found out that the king was rich, that he had money. And she wanted to know why did he lie. He said, because I wanted you to love me for me. So she went through, at first she was, I know she was scared because what she already went through with Daryl, okay? So, but she fell in love with a king. And what a king did, he put himself out there, okay? He put himself out there. And one thing, it's hard to put yourself out there when you say something that he ever done because he always had women, but he never was in love. And he just wanted that love. He wanted a woman that he could share something with. I'm talking about true, unconditional love. That's what he wanted with Lisa. So, Lisa, at first she didn't want to do it, but as she, you know, calm down, thought about everything, she became the queen. But what would happen, I'm making a point, but what would happen if she compromised? Don't compromise. Since she compromised, she'll be miserable with her. If she compromised, but if you really know your worth, see, all knowing your worth is, it's knowing who you are in God, knowing what you have to bring to the table. You just know who you are. You know that God got you. You know that no matter what come against you, that God, you know you got your special style, your own unique thing. That's knowing your worth, knowing that God got you, knowing that you covered. That's knowing your worth. That's not, you won't compromise because people say that, because people talk about you and you're still going to be you. That's knowing your worth and standing. That's what Lisa was. She knew her worth and she stood. And it's always going to try, it's going to always be somebody's going to tell you to bend. You don't bend when you a saint. I'm a saint. You can't do, I can't. I'm telling y'all, it's not about, I can't do what I want to do, y'all. God won't let me. I only can do what God tell me to do. If I do what other people, I would get in trouble. And I'm telling y'all, I don't have the drive for a job. I just don't. I don't have drive. It's not me. It's him. I can't do nothing too much. I can't be on the phone too much, no too much TV. But I can't do, it's not me. It's him. Because I'm telling you, I'm loud. And my big mouth behind, I'm going to tell, I'm going to tell you what thus says the Lord. Whether you receive it or not, that's on you. I'm going to do what thus says the Lord. You don't know my story. You don't know my struggle. Look, it don't take all of that for you. But for the listener, it take all of that and some more. You don't know my story. You don't know what I survived from. You don't know me like that to tell me. No, you praise God and shout God the way that you want to. But I'm going to praise and shout God. So I'm telling, that's what I'm talking about with Lisa. It's always going to be somebody tell you which, how you need to be. No, what I learned is stay focused on Valencia, continue to grow in God, seek God, whatever. I know what areas one weekend I go to my dad about because I don't go to man because all men are going to do is make you feel bad. That's why my relationship, I love my relationship with God. I'm talking about a relationship. I feel so, I'm telling y'all, I'm talking about love. I feel so lost if I ain't talk to my dad. I have to talk to my dad every day, have it to all times of day. I just talk to my dad. I just talk. He might get to talking too much, but dad couldn't be quiet. I'm like, Dad, I'm going to say, Dad, okay, you said this going to come, and Dad ain't came here. What's the problem? My dad didn't know what I'm going to say. I'm not fake about it. Like, God, what's going on? My dad loved me. My dad, he said, that's my Valencia. I said that, don't say that. He said that, don't say that. I know who I am in God. My dad didn't know me. He know my name. Do he know your name? He know my name. He know me. He know me. But the scariest thing is to die. And he said, I don't know you. I don't want to go through that. 21, y'all, it's time for love. Not this old lust thing going on. I ask God on a daily basis, increase my discernment. When I pray, every time I pray, it's just, Father, this is how I pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, please the blood of my mind, God. Renew my mind in the name of Jesus, God. My eyes, God, remove cataract, God. Allow me not to be blind. Allow me to be able to see, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Anoint my mouth, God. Allow me to speak your word, God, not my word, in the name of Jesus, God. Anoint my ears, God, so I can hear your voice, God. No other voices I want to follow in the name of Jesus, God. Create in me a pure heart and renew me the right spirit. See, this is my prayer. See, I'm asking him to change everything. I'm asking God to take out Valencia. Because, see, Valencia a fool. Seriously, Valencia is a fool. But the God in me, he real. I know who I am. God wants us to have this type of love. Because the king, he traveled for his wife. He found love. He worked at McDonald's. He went through. Okay, he went through. He stayed in the motel. This boy got money. He could have went somewhere else. He did. He had his eyes on the prize. He wanted love for real. He didn't want no woman that wants his money. And you should, and men, you shouldn't want no woman that wants your money or your body. And ladies, you shouldn't want no man that wants your body or your money. You should want somebody that loves you because they just love who you are, not the way you look. It's lust. My God. My God, that lust spirit. That it's lust, y'all. It's so many people that dealt with so many Jezebel. Delilah's, my God, because of that lust spirit. It's a trick, y'all. It's a trick. It's a trick to take you out. Love is God. God is love. Ain't about what we see, y'all. And I'm telling y'all, it's so, I do pictures. So I don't know why God got me going this way. But I'm doing, I have interview. I got interview. You know, I like to steal in women that you're beautiful. God said you're beautiful. But it's a waste. I be doing those pictures. And the pictures make you look prettier than what you are. I'm just being honest because it's an app. So you fall in love with an app because it's not real, y'all. It's not real. It's not real. God don't do us like that. God love us not because the way we look. It's how we do people. Mm-hmm. God don't leave our broken, dusty, dirty behind. our broken behind, how we do. God see our heart, and God still love us, but we do people so wrong about how they look, these different type of apps and stuff like that. Everybody won't love y'all, but they want it in enough. Everybody's going about it the wrong way. The women think that they got to be like the celeb they see on TV. That's what the women think. You think you got, no, you don't. You got, all you got to do is be you. Be the best you that you know how to be. That's who you're supposed to be. But the world will say it's nothing wrong if you don't do what they say. You better be who God called you to be. So what, you ain't got that many friends, baby? If God is your, look, you cover, you got God as your friend. But everybody wants something. Everybody want to feel. If it ain't, it's something that you see that you want out in this world that you think is going to make you feel whole. When the only thing that's going to make you feel whole is God. And I ain't talking about what I heard. I'm talking about what I know. A lot of times when I bring forth the word trust, and I had to go through it in order for me to bring it, because I try to feel it. I try to feel it with alcohol. I tried to fill it with weed. I tried to fill it with cigarettes. I tried to fill it with medication. I tried to fill it with men. I tried to fill it with hair. I tried to fill it with clothes. I tried to fill it with makeup. I tried to fill it with eyelashes. The only thing that keeps me is God. That's the only thing. Everything else is irrelevant. Everything else, Saints, is irrelevant. I was drinking so much, it ain't work no more. I was smoking weed so much it didn't work no more. I was smoking cigarettes to the point it was burning my throat. It ain't working no more. I was taking medication that won't even work. That means it ain't working no more. It's all the type of wrong relationship because I looked at it in my natural eye. Had to change the way I dress because you're not going to disrespect. You ain't going to call me no HOE. I'm a woman of God, and I walk in class. Ain't nothing out. I have my own unique style. I walk in authority. It's the woman of God that I am. I ain't what I was in the past, but I feel something that wasn't broken. God was always there. People going to leave, but God going to always be there. When you have that real relationship with God, when you really find out what love really is, I promise you, Saints, your life will change. If you really find out the definition of what love is, because God is love, and we don't treat one another right, God, y'all. We talk about one another too much. We don't pray enough. I said, stop talking. Pray. Stop talking. Pray. We talk too much. We talk too much. Instead of showing love, this is why we got. Don't you know the COVID going to be here alone? Because God said, y'all not getting it. He said, my people, he's talking about us, y'all. He said, what's wrong? They need to go share love. They need to go talk to somebody. They need to do something. I'm supposed to be an inspiration to change somebody's life. That's what the point of being saved about. And about, if I do what I'm supposed to do for God, the rest is going to come. Because I got, my thing is ending. Okay, and it's coming, y'all. The reason that it's coming, because I'm obeying God. I'm doing what God said to do. I ain't trying to make it happen for Valencia. It's going to happen in God's timing. I want everything that come to my way, I want it to come in God's timing, not in my timing. Because I don't want to be like those ones that say that God bless me, I'll be able to, unless you're on TV trying to commit suicide, because this would happen, because you get all famous, people know your name, and you forget about God. I don't want to be one of those. And I tell him that on a daily basis. I said, I don't want to be one of those. I'm telling you, I don't get caught up in the hype. Okay, I'm going to meet some people. Yes, I'm going to meet them, but they're not my God. Okay, they're not my God. They're not my God. It's only one God. And to be like I am, it takes a lot of isolation, y'all. It take a lot of isolation. It take a lot of me being with God so he can minister and download, especially about where I'm going. Elder, first place, y'all going to places too. God is going to remove some people out of your life. You ain't going to understand it. Just receive it. You ain't going to understand it. When God ready to bless, they can't ride on your blessing. I'm just sorry. When God has to remove people. When God want to bless, everybody can't ride on the blessing. I know we want everybody to be blessed. I understand. But they suffer like you. They can't get your blessing. You got to suffer to get certain type of blessing. Like I said, a king, a prince, he worked at McDonald's. Baby, he had to suffer to get his queen. He had to stay in a rat hotel to get his queen, okay? To get a woman that he loved. Not no woman just say, I love you because you got money. To get what the king wanted, he became humble, and he did what he had to do to get that woman. Amen. I'm done. It's back in your hands, Elder. Amen.
Hey,
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to have this selection, amen, by William McDowell, Withholding Nothing. Praise God. And we're going to be right back, going to the throne of grace. Praise God. That was Withholding Nothing by William McDowell. Praise the Lord on this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. for the word that was brought forth on tonight, Lord. We thank you for the woman of God. We ask, Lord, that you touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord. And we continue, Lord, to thank you, Lord, for filling her with your word. Hallelujah. Continue leading her and guiding her. Continue molding her and shaping her into the woman of God that you want her to be. In your son Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah for that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can't help but notice the contrast between coming to America. Hallelujah. Amen. And the story of Jesus. You know, hallelujah, as the woman of God brought out, this man was a rich man. He was royalty. He was a prince. Hallelujah. But he stepped down out of his title. Hallelujah. Became a regular person so that he, hallelujah, can get his bride. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus did the same thing. He is described many times as the bridegroom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He describes the church many times as being his wife, and he stepped down out of royalty. Hallelujah. To become a regular person. Amen. Why? So he, hallelujah, amen, can get his bride. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's what love is. And we thank God, hallelujah, for that message tonight from the woman of God. Hallelujah. If anybody has any testimonies, prayer requests, any comments on the word of God or today, hallelujah, the phone lines are open and we encourage you to do so. At this time, will there be one? Amen. Amen. Well, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will be back online on Sunday at 11 o'clock Central Time. 11 o'clock Central Time, we have Bishop Backpage bringing up forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Live from Care Church Incorporated. And then that same day, amen, Sunday at 5 o'clock Central Time, hallelujah, we have the word of God straight up and uncut. Hallelujah. With yours truly, the Black Pastor Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah, where we bring forth topics, hallelujah, amen, amen, and we discuss them, hallelujah, praise God, amen, we discuss the everyday topics that go on in the world, praise God, it's a roundtable discussion, and everybody is invited not just to listen, but to participate, praise God, hallelujah, that's Sunday, amen, 5 o'clock Central Time, praise the Lord on today, hallelujah. Amen. That number, amen, in case you all listen to the recording, amen, and you want to know how you can, hallelujah, call in and be a part of the discussion. The number is 516-666-9967. Once again, 516-666-9967. Praise God. That is Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Central Time. Praise God, hallelujah. Last week we had, amen, Can You Forgive and Forget, amen, combined with What Do Men Really Want. Praise God, a couple of weeks ago we had What Women, hallelujah, Really Want. About a week ago we have How to Activate the Features, hallelujah, of Your Holy Ghost. Praise God, amen. So we be having some deep discussions, praise God. So we invite you, amen, to come in and attend with us, praise God. Hallelujah, and have a blessed time in the Lord. And at 5 o'clock Central Time Sunday, amen. Then Wednesday night, hallelujah, we have We Are Winning Wednesdays, amen, with the late, great Bishop Alexis, praise God, hallelujah. Preceded by, that means it comes before, hallelujah, amen. We have the Wednesday evening Bible study, hallelujah, with Bishop Mac Page, praise God. And, of course, we'll be back here next Thursday night. I will be bringing forth a word from the Lord next Thursday, so we invite you to come back next Thursday to More Than an Hour of Power. We have certainly have a blessed time in the Lord and tonight. We thank God for each and every person, amen, that has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight, and we are going to go ahead and pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name once again. We thank you, Lord, for your word on love tonight. May that the word on love resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And if we leave this place with love from your presence, we simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night, and don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayer and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we will see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. Y'all have a blessed night. I'm going to leave y'all with I'm Just a Nobody. Praise God. Y'all have a blessed
night. Yeah. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot. But heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second wishes in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you sleep. Bring everything you got, so whether it be nothing to me. Cause I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I put the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my life's over. Right. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on a track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision after vision, and I'm gonna get him, and I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is blur. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. So I'm fresh again, again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody, save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody?
In the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the real. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody. What?
Who can save anybody, save anybody. I'm just a nobody. Tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
He can save anybody, save anybody.